Okay. On April the 7th, we were hit with about 570 emails in a spear phishing attack. And one of those emails, well, the email had a link, and we had some folks who actually clicked on the link. In their defense, this was a particularly sophisticated kind of email, and it looked like it came from our HR department.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like it was about benefits. So when it said, for more information, click here, some of our folks actually did. It made it through one of our machines that had what's called elevated privileges. We're not sure exactly how it made it through. That's part of our forensics exploration. But it did make it into the system. And this particular malware is designed to seek out technical information and exfiltrate it, which means this virus or malware ships this data back to home base, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Are you getting a sense from your exploration whether you'll be able to track back to where that home base is, or is this attack sufficiently good at cleaning up after itself that will be difficult for you to determine, you think?
This attack is very good at cleaning up after itself, and as you know, it's hard when things jump from one ISP and one country to ISPs in other countries. It's hard to trace. That's still underway, from my understanding.
This happened, you said, April 7th. What kind of decisions did you make, or did you have to make, about what parts of the system to keep operational, what parts to shut down, and then when did you feel comfortable about bringing any of the shutdown systems back online?
Well, the malware actually appeared to be fairly dormant until about the 15th, and when it went into action, we shut down access to the internet and external email when we realized what this malware was set up to do. So when we saw the data leaving the lab, we essentially shut the door so that the data could not exit. We lost less than a gigabyte of data, and we left both the email and the internet access disabled. The email came up the next week, so that would have been, we shut down those two things on the 15th. The email came back up on the 20th. The internet access is still disabled, mostly from an abundance of caution, so that we can be sure that we've cleansed all of our network.
Mm-hmm. The idea that this came, that the phishing attack that people in your office saw looked like it came from your own HR department, I guess is maybe one of the most challenging parts of this for people at other agencies, because that's a level of sophistication. I'm sure it's been out there before, but I haven't heard of that before, where something is so specifically tailored for one part of one agency.
Well, it was in general about, you know, a benefit that is normally part of a company. So in that sense, it was general, but it was designed to work within any large company. In other words, the benefits it was talking about were the same sorts of benefits that would be offered in any large company.
I see.
So while it didn't look like specifically our benefits, it looked like what you would expect to see as a benefit if you worked in a big place.
Mm-hmm. It certainly looked enough like that to be attractive to a couple of your team there. Talk about the supercomputers that you have on site there, because they're, I've seen different things in different places about the level of effect that this might have had on some of the supercomputers that you house there.
Well, our supercomputers, as you know, are some of the fastest in the world, and we keep them on completely networks that are completely separate from our business information networks. They operate in completely different domains on completely different networks, and of course, that's part of our security plan. Those have been up the entire time, and none of our users have seen any degradation in their service. People, I think, are also aware that Oak Ridge has some classified information here, and that classified information is kept on yet another network that is separate, and that network is never connected to the Internet, so there would be no way some sort of attack could reach any of the classified information.
But to be clear, just because information that you're storing is unclassified doesn't mean it's not potentially sensitive. Is that correct? I mean, it's still valuable information that was likely lost here?
Well, there certainly is valuable information on our business information network, but there was so little lost here, less than a gigabyte in bits and pieces, that we are fairly sure that it wasn't harmful. In the larger sense. I mean, obviously, we don't want any of our information to be sent outside the lab without our permission, but this was a small enough and a disparate enough sample of information that we don't say that it was sensitive or classified or particularly harmful.